The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergents. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from the Malden Forum in Malden, Massachusetts, it is Panther Hockey. It is the Middlebury College Panthers taking on the Tufts University Jumbos. Middlebury comes in with a record of 1-2-2 and a 1-0-2 mark in the NESCAC, while Tufts, after a loss last night to Williams 2-0, comes in with a record of 1-3-2 and a NESCAC record of 0-2-1. Brett Luther here at the Malden Forum, and first last night's game against Connecticut College, an exciting game beginning to end, which resulted in a 2-2 tie. We'll recap that one first for you. The Panthers scored first in the first period, and it was courtesy of a freshman, Mark Lyman, putting home his first collegiate hockey goal.
Freshman up into the neutral zone for Najjar. Panthers skate ahead with this one. Najjar in across the Camel line, avoids a hip check. Najjar, a backhand rebound, score! Najjar's initial shot was blocked, but the rebound put home. It looked like it was McGovern in front. Look, check that, not McGovern. It's number 28, Mark Lyman, who poked it home. And the Panthers are on the board first. They lead 1-0.
Lyman's first career goal in the collegiate level. Najjar got the only assist at 17:40. It was 1-0 after one period of play. Two goals came in the second period. Connecticut College had them both. And the same player had them both. First, at the 10:30 mark of the first period, if the score is still 1-0, Connecticut College would draw even.
That'll be from Malden, Massachusetts. A turnover, Calhoun, save, Warfield, EJ, rebound, score! On the doorstep, Joe Birmingham got to a loose puck. Warfield, he tried to cover up. They just couldn't get to it as the puck was poked free and underneath them for Joe Birmingham, his third goal of the year. We're tied at one.
That was Birmingham's third goal of the season. They made the score 1-1, assist on the play from Giordano and DiPaturo. And then Joe Birmingham, he wasn't done. He would score again late in the period with a minute 49 seconds left to be exact to give Connecticut College a 2-1 lead.
Bouncing puck now off the center. Dittmore's got it again. Sends back into the Middlebury zone. Terry Dogan back for it. Dogan will try the right side. Dogan trying to get the puck back. Fanned on it, though. Chetty Bess out in front. Score! Dogan trying to make a pass. Turn it over. Giordano got it. And dished it off. Second goal of the game for Joe Birmingham. And it's 2-1 Connecticut.
So the Camels have themselves a 2-1 lead after 40 minutes of play. But the Panthers turned it on in the third period, played a solid third period all around. Just weren't able to get rewarded for the goal. until late in the third period when Liam Moorfield Yee got pulled for the extra skater. And by the way, Moorfield Yee had a tremendous game last night. He gets pulled for the extra attacker, and with 49 seconds to go and pressure in the Connecticut College zone, the Panthers would tie the game up.
It's Chisanti back out to the point. And then a big hit up put on that one by Najar. Now a scramble out and fire. Shot just goes wide. Chisanti just inside of a minute now, third period. 2-1. Connecticut still with the lead. Right point, Fishman. Left point, Greenwald. Shot! Deflected in front. Greenwald put the shot on net. And with 49.4 seconds to go, the Panthers have tied it at 2.
Chisanti gets that game-tying goal on the deflection, assisted by Greenwald and Fishman at 19-11, 2-2 tie. That's the way it would end after 5 minutes of overtime as well, as the Panthers and Connecticut College Camels finish in a 2-2 tie to give the Panthers the points on the evening and run their record up to 1-2-2 and 1-0-2 in the NESCAC. We'll take a commercial break here. When we come back, we have a little sound, a little pregame thoughts from the head coach of your Middlebury Panthers, Neil Sinclair. You are listening to Middlebury College Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage of the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Brett Luther back here as we said, pregame show before we get set between Middlebury College and Tufts University. Before the game, before everybody even stepped on the ice, I had a moment to catch up with the head coach of the Middlebury College Panthers, Neil Sinclair, to get his thoughts on last night and going into this afternoon's tilt against the Tufts Jumbos. Get that audio going up here.
Coach, coming into this game this afternoon, your boys played well yesterday in a 2-2 tie against Connecticut College. A lot of good things to come out of that game. What was your overall assessment of last night's performance?
We're just happy with their compete level. And we've been getting a pretty consistent effort. And obviously there's things we still need to keep working on, but we're real happy with the overall effort from the group.
One thing that really stood out yesterday was when the forecheck really got going, it presented a lot of problems for Connecticut College. And that's something that I know you've been stressing to your team. team. Overall, how do you think the forecheck was for the team?
No, I think in terms of our offensive zone rotations and possessions, I think as we work out the kinks and everybody gets used to everybody, and the third period against Colby, you saw the puck possession game and the forecheck and the rotations going really well. There were times in the second period last night where I thought we controlled the play and the guys moved the puck around really well, and it happened again in the third. And so it's just those things we're continuing to work on and stress, and it's only going to get better as the season goes on.
A lot of the competition here in the NESCAC is very tight, no real blowouts in any of the games so far this year. And then coming into this one against Tufts this afternoon, is there anything different to how you need to approach this game against the Jumbos?
No, I think we're just going to keep emphasizing the things we've been emphasizing. I think that we've been playing really well. We've played a lot of different types of teams this year, and I think in all those games the kids have performed really well. For us, it's focusing on what we do well, making sure that we are aware of what tough strengths are, and then go out and try to play Panther hockey.
Another thing from all the games this year is a lot of key faceoffs have been won this year. Max Greenwald yesterday won several good faceoffs. A lot of the players won several good faceoffs. Is that something, again, going into today that's going to be key to help set up the attack?
I think you saw in the second period last night, Connecticut College controlled a lot of the draws. They had a few more offensive possessions because of that, and then we talked about it in between periods, and I thought the guys re-emphasized it. It was part of their game, and we started winning the draws again. And so I think overall we've done pretty well with that all season long, and so it's been a point of emphasis in practice, and we'll keep working on it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
That was Coach Neil Sinclair. A couple thoughts from him, and it's a good point that we'll keep track of all season long here with the Panthers. That forecheck gets going. It gets going for 60 minutes. They could become a very, very potent team to deal with, as Connecticut College had all sorts of trouble when that forecheck was going. But Coach Sinclair will tell you, as well as many coaches, getting the troops to play the full 60. They were as close as they could get last night in a 2-2 tie. Most of the players out there, if not all of them, had solid games, if not spectacular, especially in the case of Liam Moorfield-Gee. But they know with how competitive the competition is here in the NESCAC that they have to play a full 60 minutes every night in order to get the 2 points. The Jumbos last night, as we had said, lost to Williams 2-0. But then Coach Pat Norton was pleased with the effort as well. He thought they played a good game, just a bounce here, a bounce there. And the result could have been different in Coach Norton's mind. And so in his first year with the Jumbos, Pat Norton is pleased with the progress from last night and hopes that they continue to build. So with two teams that played well yesterday, one in a tie and one in a loss, it promises to be a good matchup here this afternoon from the Malden Forum. Take a commercial break here on the Panthers pregame show. When we come back, the theme of the game, give you a couple storylines to look out for, and then get you set up for the Panthers and Jumbos here from Malden, Massachusetts. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at the Malden Forum pregame show for Panther Hockey. Panthers and the Tufts Jumbros getting set to start in about 11 minutes from now. Brent Luthner on hand for the action this afternoon. Some storylines in the theme of the game here this afternoon. Team in a game is full 60 minutes. Coach Sinclair last night really liked the effort, but knew it wasn't a full 60. It's not too often at any level that you get the full 60, but that's what usually coaches are striving for. And Coach Sinclair would like to see a full 60-minute effort out of his boys tonight. He believes that if they do that and have that aggressive forecheck that hems in so many opponents, that they should come out of this with a victory. Some other game stories to take a look at. Will the captain play today? Evan Newgold, he's been skating. It was thought he might dress for the game tonight, although he's not on the, wasn't initially on the lineup chart, but we'll see if Coach Sinclair changes his mind, if he'll have the captain either on a bench or playing tonight. If not, though, with the lower body injury, there's all indications he might be back next weekend. For the next two road games at Hamilton and at Amherst. And then, of course, we're going to look at the special teams. On the season, the Panthers are a perfect 11-for-11 killing off penalties. The 11 is a low number. In fact, one of the lowest numbers in the lowest number that we're looking now in NCAA Division III, all of the land. They are tied for first in the country with Colby, who's killed off 14 out of 14 power play opportunities against them. So will the Panthers continue that streak going of 11 for 11 and further? And the other side of it, the Panthers have only had four power play opportunities all season long. That is far and away the fewest in NCAA Division III. The nearest team to them is Colby, and they have had 17 power play opportunities. So very few chances for the Middlebury power play to get going. They are 1-for-4 on the season, which officially has them ranked ninth. On the other side, the Tufts Jumbos, they have a decent penalty kill at 87%, ranked 30th out of 72 teams. The power play has struggled for them thus far, and with the Panthers being very efficient on the penalty kill, that could be another storyline to look at today should the situation present itself. Those are some of the things to look at. And, of course, this being an SCAC game with all the games so close and every point being so crucial, one of the goals of being a top-four team in the NESCAC, one of the goals that Coach Sinclair had set up going into this season, may come into play here, and every point to that end is valuable, especially when you're considering road games, which you have to garner as many points as you can, and then just hold serve at home. That's the objective to everything, and hopefully for the Middlebury Panthers, they can get that going as well. And Zamboni is done with his laps around the rink to give the players a fresh sheet of ice. So we look at some of the records going into this game. The Panthers have said coming into this one, 1-2-2 overall on the season, 1-0-2 within NESCAC league play. Only one official tie on the road. They have two losses at neutral sites and 1-0-1 at home. And another thing to keep an eye on is scoring first. when the Panthers score the first goal. They've done it in four of the five games this year. They are 1-1-2 on this. On the other end, the Tufts Jumbos, when they allow the first goal, they're 0-3-1. So it might be vital for the Panthers to put home a goal and get the proceedings started in this one. The Middlebury Panthers in their blue jerseys with the white M garnered on the chest of the sweater, getting ready to come out onto the ice. The Tufts Jumbos as well in the white jerseys, trimmed out in light blue, dark blue, and there's a little hint of maroon in there as well. They're getting set to come out onto the ice. Both teams will get set to do battle here in this NESCAC tilt. The Jumbos on the season 1-3-2 overall. And within the NESCAC, they are 0-2-1. Here at home, they just had their home opener yesterday, the 2-0 loss to Williams. They're an 0-2-1 road team. They have a tie and a loss at neutral sites. If this game is a one-goal game for either side, the Panthers have been on the wrong end of two one-goal games. The Jumbos have split. They're 1-1 in one-goal games. And when the Jumbos score first, they're 1-0-1 on the season, as opposed to the Panthers when they allow the first goal. It's only happened once, and they lost that game. And so things to look at going into this one today. Both teams have now stepped onto the ice. Interesting note here, Nick Nunes is going to be the starting goalie for Tufts. He's not wearing 30, he's wearing 27. As we get the starting lineups. Andrew Neary getting the start along with Ron Fishman. They played well yesterday at Connecticut College. The top line will be McGovern centering Jasanti and Conrad. They're being announced over the loudspeaker of the public address system here. And in the background, Stephen Klein gets the start. And then we'll get the Tufts lineup.
Now the starting lineup for the Jumbos.
The Jumbos will start Ryan Walter and one of the captains, Brian Ouellette. There's the defenseman. The forward line, Brian Brown on the right wing. Stuart Bell, the other captain on the left wing. JJ Gantz will be the center. Nick Nunes in goal. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, game time. You're listening to Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. There's so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Village Gifts is having their annual Sweet Kiss Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, stop by Village Gifts and pick a specially tagged chocolate kiss and get between 10 and 20% off your entire purchase. Now that's holiday shopping. The Sweet Kiss Sale at Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont. In Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're set for game time here at the Malden Forum. Brett Luther here on hand between the Middlebury Panthers and the Tufts Jumbos. Middlebury will be going from broadcast left to right in the traditional blue jerseys with the Middlebury M on the front of the sweater trimmed out in white. The Tufts Jumbos going from right to left, white jerseys trimmed out in light blue predominantly, with some maroon in there, some dark blue as well. Almost like a Boston Bruins design jersey, just in the Tufts colors. They're going from right to left. We're underway. Center ice, KJ Gans, number 40, dumps it in. Back court is Andrew Neary, number 5. He's behind the net. Now tries to send off the right side. It's picked off. An aggressive forecheck early by Tufts, but they give the puck up. Moving ahead is Jasanti. His shot head save made by Nunes. Rebound is corralled, but not out of the zone. A backhand keep into the zone by Jasanti. Center ice, and away come the Jumbos. Brian Brown, number 9, slams on the brakes, left wing circle in the Middlebury zone, and sends behind the net. Line change on for the Jumbos. The other one will be coming shortly, this one for the Panthers. Dumped in, now the Panthers go off for a change. No icing on this one. A collision right in front of the Middlebury penalty bench. Everything's on one side here. This all goes all the way down for icing against Tufts, 19:03 to go. First period, we're scoreless here at the Malden Forum. No shots on goal here. So we will hope that the public address will give us shot totals at the end of the period. It'll be Max Greenwald to take the draw. And lost it to Clay Berger, number 19. Up the wall, Middlebury trying to get the forecheck on, couldn't do so. This goes all the way down, no icing, it was deflected. Oh yes, icing, it was not deflected. And so another face-off, as winning the race was Matt Doherty. Another face-off all the way down into the Jumbo's end. We've played a minute and 8 seconds in this contest. Face-off to the left of goaltender Nick Nunes, who again was wearing number 27 this afternoon. Off the draw. Puck control by Sean Cavanaugh, number 22. Tries the right wing side. Not out, or out, but not for long. It's slammed right back into the Jumbo zone. Behind the net, trying to work his way up with it. Nick Abney, number 25, all the way down to Nether Icing Golf. Abney's pass missed. So yet another face-off. Choppy start here in the first minute 29 of this game. And a different version of Brest Bonanza going on in the background here. Middlebury wins the draw. A shot from Terry Gogan, number 44, is deflected wide. Rebound comes all the way in front of the Tufts bench on the far side of the rink from us. Middlebury in a two-a-side battle along those far boards trying to win possession of the puck. A whole bunch of players digging in. Travis Stevens, number 9, finally comes away with the puck. A save pass out front. And a save made by Nunes, and he holds on. 18:08, first period, no score. And Nick Nunes had to be sharp to that one early on. Face off to Nunes' right this time. Make Brandon Quast, number 23. Brandon Quast will stay, takes the throw, wins it, shot, save made. Nunes didn't know where it was as Stevens took a tricky shot going across the green. But Nunes holds on. And the Panthers starting to put this pressure on early. Forward line change for the Panthers now. Brendan McGovern, number 39, will take the draw. He's out there with Jasanti and Conrad. Save made. Rebound. Loose. No, check it. He's out there with Paul Falvey, number 43. And the lines have shifted up a little bit. Chipped into the zone. Quickly right back out by Gogan. A bouncing puck corralled by Haggerty. Zach Haggerty enters it out front. And Neil Sinclair has changed up the combination early up front. In the corner now, near side, right wing boards. Clear attempt up but not out of the zone. Kept by Haggerty. His shot well off the mark. It was more like a pad. And eventually onto the stick of Patrick Lackey, number 14. A bouncing puck back into the tough zone. They'll try to break out. Nice steal there by Fishman. He's in 3-on-2 and a shot. Goes wide. He was deflected wide. Might have gotten a piece of that. Did Nunes. Quickly back into the zone. Or a wrister by Greenwald is gobbled up by Nunes and he holds on. 17:07 to go, first period. And the Middlebury Panthers buzzing, but still gets to score a goal for their efforts. Based off to Nunes' left. And it'll be Greenwald to take the draw against J.J. Gans. And Greenwald wins it. That shot catches the glass. Rebound now, eventually corralled behind by Conrad. So now you're seeing Greenwald on the top line with Jasanti, and we got ourselves a hand pass. And the faceoff will stay in the zone. You're seeing Greenwald now move to the top line with Jasanti and Conrad. We'll see how this plays. Faceoff to the right of Nick Nunes. This one won by the Jumbos. Trying to set up behind. However, turnover. The aggressive forecheck here. Nearly paying dividends. Riley coming away with this one. Stuart Bell, one of the two captains. He flips it on goal. And Klein makes the easy save. They've done battle four. Some numbers on Klein in a moment. Behind the net. Neary. Trying to get the puck up and out. The bouncer eventually does come out to center ice. Scoreless game here, 16:25 to go, first period. Tufts on the attack, though. A shot by Sean Cavanaugh never gets through. Corral by Brown. Ryan Brown centering passes off the mark, and Middlebury have a chance to race out. However, alone is Jasanti. Slams on the brakes, realized he had no helpers just yet. Tried to make a play anyway, and comes out the center. Cameron Romoff, number two, sends back into the Tufts zone. Going back for this one is Brian Ouellette, the other captain, number five. Now behind the net, trying to escape Mike Leary, number 12. Check it, it's 22, Sean Cavanaugh. This one does come out the center and all the way into the Middlebury end. Back for this one is Daugherty. Daugherty goes around the wall, catches the glass, and does come out the center. Retreating is David Lechner, number 33. Puts it back into the Panther end. There, Middlebury will try to wind this one up, kicking the puck around a little bit, gaining control is Quest. Quest sends it into the zone. A tie-up down low, and eventually spins around to James Lindaccio, number 26. Middlebury back in control of the puck in the neutral zone here. 15:16 to go, first period. We're scoreless. Moving in, Mike Najar, number 19. His shot deflected into the right-wing corner, near side to us. Najar tried to spin towards the front of the net, but lost control of the puck doing so. Now the Jumbos come with it, up and out. Into the Middlebury end, no icing as Gogan's able to get back on it early. The quick pass and the chip in by Mark McClellan, number 37. As Middlebury tries to set up the forecheck, long pass cut off by Gogan. It would have been icing if he hadn't gotten it, though. Strange hop, though, and tucks into the zone. A stuff attempt is knocked aside. Klein gets bumped into, and no harm except for an icing that's about to come. As Middlebury guilty of it. Puck goes all the way down, and Rendaccio the first one back. 14:33, first period. We're scoreless. Stephen Kline on the season. He's a 1-1-1 mark, a 2.95 goals against average, and a 906 save percentage. Nick Nunes at the other end. We'll give you his numbers momentarily. This is going to go down for another icing. So we'll give you his numbers with the whistle right now. Nick Nunes on the season is 1-0-1, a 1.92 goals against average, and a 955 save percentage. For sure, have two solid goaltenders here in this one. Off the draw, this is the day get put on in the corner, and our first shout of the game, Clay Berger putting the body in. Now down low, it's Nick Balboa, number 11, trying to win the puck. Berger trying to cycle down low, eventually gets it to Balboa again. Balboa centering pass, knocked around a little bit. Kline watches the play go on behind the net. Eventually the puck comes back to the point for a wrist shot by Nick Abney, number 25, that's knocked down. Players tried to swipe at it, one with a high stick. Everybody missed it. Finally does come out the center. Line change on for the Panthers. And they're not going to catch. The Jumbos can't catch him in that change. As it making a nice play there, Travis Stevens to cut the play off. Out behind the net, setting it up is Zach McQueen, number 6. The forecheck is on for Middlebury. Trying to gain possession of the puck, nearly do so, and indeed do. Max Greenwald backhands up behind the net. Not able to get a stick on it, though, is Greg Conrad. To the point, but not out. Kept in momentarily by Jasanti. And eventually does work out the center. Greenwald puts the hit on, and in doing so, by putting the hit on Abney, he drew the play offside for the Tufts Jumbos. 13-14 to go in the first. No score. No score, and a recurring theme to this point, no penalties. Face off just outside the Millbury blue line. Greenwald to take it against Campbell. Campbell wins it, but Greenwald steps ahead and strips the puck. Greenwald moves in. Backhand save me. The rebound was loose, but a good job of cutting the play off. I do believe that was Campbell that did so, coming down low. Now a battle in the far side corner. Actually, puck works its way to a point. Greenwald does keep it in. Excellent job by Greenwald to keep it in. And then him and Conrad come off for a line change. Middlebury still in the Jumbo zone. A shot from the point is blocked. And finally, Tufts will get out the center. Good job of cutting off the pass by Andrew Neary. Or else that could have been a breakaway. Back into the Tufts end, 12:28 to go, first period. We're scoreless here between Middlebury and Tufts. A backhand goes up but not out of the zone. It's in the Middlebury end right now, right in front of their bench on the far side of the ice, just off to the left a little. And Tufts keeps possession, only momentarily. Bouncing puck comes out the center, and the Jumbos will send back in. Retreating for it is Fishman. He's behind the net. Sends one off the half boards out the center ice. Quickly on in Abney. Cross ice pass to find Gant. Gant's back in. He centers one. Couldn't quite get it there. And the Panthers will come away. Center ice. A stick shattered. That from Paul Falvey as he got hit. Center ice. Good play by Cameron Rowe off the breakup stretch pass. This goes all the way down. No icing. As back for it is Abney. Sends it behind the net. Pass a little too hot to handle. Getting on the loose puck is McGovern. McGovern sends it back to the left point for a shot that's gloved down by Nunes. And we get a whistle with 11:29 to go in the first period. No score, Middlebury and Tufts. Next Panther broadcast will be Friday night at 7 p.m. Pre-game at 6:30. Middlebury goes and visits. It's the Hammy tour, so to speak. Hamilton, the first stop, Friday night at 7 p.m. with the pregame at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Quickly into the zone is Tufts, into the Middlebury zone. Couldn't quite get a shot on goal. Klein was ready for any efforts going that way. And the Panthers now quickly move it back the other way. Into the zone is Bajar. Bajar behind the net now, right wing corner. He tried to send one back there on a cycle, couldn't quite find Jasanti. As the continuing, checking out Jasanti, that's Mark Lyman, number 28. It's now sent into the Middlebury zone. Back for it, Daugherty. Long pass, shipped by Najar into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. Equally so with the Jumbos. Another stretch pass, chipped into the zone, this time by Matt Pugh for Tough, number 13. Back on it, Gogan. His stretch pass couldn't quite be handled by McClellan. Then he gets stood up at the blue line, and another long pass back in. Matt Pugh negates any icing. Now a big old tie-up in the near corner to our left. Bouncing puck here with 10:13 to go in the first period. Eventually corralled, and the Panthers chipping into the tough zone. Going in after it is McClellan. He's trying to dig away at the puck. Now it's worked behind the net. Eventually comes to the stick of Matt Pugh for the Jumbos. Up to the blue line, not out. Gogan with the keep. Second time he couldn't, though. And it comes out into the neutral zone. Spencer Cage, number 22, quickly back into the Jumbos' end. His shot easily sticked aside by Nunes. Rebound behind, and Cage now battling for it in the right wing corner. Near side to our right. He backs off to regain his defensive position and go off for a line change as the two sides scrum down low. Coming away with this one is McClellan. Tried to center one out in front. It's deflected up to the left wing circle and then turned over, and the Jumbos will come away with this. It's Leary on the left wing side for Lackey. Lackey tried to center one. It's rejected right back into left wing corner. Lackey behind the net with it. Pat Lackey still with it. Keith Campbell comes and helps him out. Watch carefully by Neary. Neary gets the puck free and sent up and out center ice. Line change on for the Panthers again. Retreating with this one is Walter. Ryan Walter, number 3. Snaps a pass off to the right side. It's nearly picked off and eventually corralled and dumped in by Greg Conrad. Forecheck being put on here by the Panthers. They get to this puck. Braden Quast, he centers one out in front. Not able to get a stick to it was Conrad. And the Jumbos come out with this one. Quickly into the Panthers zone. Not for long, though, as it's Conrad going the other way. It's a two-on-two. With a hustling Quast going down the middle. Good job defending, though, by Keith Campbell, number 10, to break that pass up. And the other way, onside play for the Jumbos. It's broken up quickly and dumped right back in by Quast. Start to go on a forecheck, then comes off on a line change. Jumbos getting around with it. Ooh, nearly a beautiful move put on by Gantz, but he couldn't step around the last defender. That defender was Haggerty, number 33. Off the wall, and Haggerty's going to dump in and go after it. Haggerty giving a rough ride by Abney. They tie up in the right wing corner. Still tied up. A big hit put on there by Brendan McGovern. And he put the Thunder into number 26, James Randaccio. 7:39, first period, still scoreless. Tied up, a centering pass out in front, not quite there, and away will come the Jumbos. Skating ahead in a one-on-three. Nice move, Don Granato, number 21. First time he's seen the ice tonight. Trying to center one out in front, but it's deflected back. And now here comes Middlebury again with a head of steam. Matt Daugherty, his shot off the mark, and he comes off for a change. Both teams, their line changes have been crisp here this afternoon. A nice diagonal pass into the zone onside for a shot. Two shots. Klein makes the save on both of them. Nick Balboa had the opportunity, but Klein shuts the door twice. And then with the collision in front, the net gets knocked off, and the faceoff will come out of the zone, I believe. 7:01 to go, first period. We are still scoreless. And in fact, that is the case. They're saying the Jumbos knocked the net off. So neutral zone faceoff here. Greenwald wins this draw against Berger. With it now, Gogan in his own end. Greenwald, diagonal pass, a little off the mark, but no harm there. Falvey back for it. Now Gogan. Check it out, Falvey. David Belushi, number 42. And then this one goes into the ceiling. A somewhat low ceiling here at the Malden Farm. Didn't know where this arena was. You would pass it about three times. Almost on the outside, almost a factory-like setting. With it, Middlebury, Gogan. He gets knocked off the puck by Berger, but it still comes out to the neutral zone. Play Berger back for it, spins and dumps it into the Panther end. There, Gogan back for it. Pass behind the net for Balush. There, Balush with it. Nice diagonal pass onto the stick of Najjar. Najjar shooting and a save made by Nunes. Rebound. Up to the point, not out. Good keep there by McClellan, who then goes behind the net to get the puck. McClellan tried to put one out in front. It's knocked off his stick, though. And a loose puck comes out the center. Quickly skating onto this one is Campbell. Keith Campbell for the Jumbos. Sends it deep into the Middlebury zone. A tie up there with 5:50 to go in the first period of a scoreless game. Loose puck battle just to our left near boards. And eventually the Panthers do come out with it. Center ice there, McClellan. And nope, offside. Not quite able to keep his foot. Was Braden Quest, and the play is offside. 5:40 to go in the first period. No score. Neutral zone face-off right in front of the tough bench, won by the Jumbos. Now with the puck is number 18, Stuart Bell. Cross ice pass, offside is the call, not realizing the play was offside, was Brian Brown. We got another whistle with 5:30 to go in the period. So face-off right near us from our broadcast vantage point. Won by Gantz. The cross ice pass eventually dumped into the Middlebury zone. Back for it, Neary. Sends it left wing side. The Panthers trying to break out. Good pass cut off by Ouellette. Quickly gets it back ahead to Bell. His shot blocker down by Klein. Rebound loose. They jam away and a few to Jumbos. Still loose and a shot goes over the net. And the Jumbos once again crashing a little too aggressively. Knock the net off. And the faceoff will come out of the zone. 5:08 to go. First period. We're scoreless here from the Malden Forum. There's a cold rink here on what is a beautiful day just outside of Boston. Temperatures, we all arrived at the arena close to 50 degrees. Sunny skies. It's a beautiful day here in the Boston area. Neutral zone faceoff right in front of the Middlebury bench. The Jumbos win it and send it into the zone. Cameron Romoff back for it. Sends it around the behind his own net where Daugherty looks. Daugherty snaps a pass off. It's deflected. No icing and nearly getting onto a loose puck with Gisanti. Back into the Panther zone it goes. Matt Daugherty with it up the wall. It gets out the center ice and that's where the Jumbos have to regroup. Trying to get off for a line change was Conrad. He wiped out one of the Jumbos in the process. Here come the Panthers. Ahead is Romoff. They'll send into the zone. It's bumped right in front of us. Nunes sends it around the wall. He nearly got knocked off his pegs by Haggerty. Quickly back into the zone. Play is onside here. Ooh, a centering pass out in front just over the stick of Paul Falvey. Center ice, good step up there by Gogan to prevent any danger. Duff's Jumbos tried to send it back to the Panther end. Couldn't quite do so. Ducked back into the Jumbo zone. Center ice, trying to get on to this one is Gogan. Had it knocked off his stick. And retreating to help him out is Spencer Cage. Cross-ice pass for a wall pass by Quast that's cut off. Going the other way is Gans. Now a centering pass out front. High slot shot by Brown is blocked off. The Panthers could have a 3-on-2 if they get the puck up and out the center. They do, but it was deflected such. 3:30, first period, still scoreless. Moving into this zone for Tufts is Bell. Stuart Bell sends behind the net. Brown digs his way in. Puck down to the right wing corner. Where it's taken for a shot that goes wide. Rebound gathered eventually by Najjar. Najjar steps around one, gains the blue line. Mike Najjar stepping in, shooting, trying to go high with a backhand, but Nunes was equal to the task and holds on. 3:06 to go in the opening frame, and we're still scoreless. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. Tufts wins the draw, retreating Abney, tries to move it up the wall, couldn't quite do so. From the point, Fishman. His cross-ice pass, or dump in, called either one, eventually finds Travis Stevens. He's in a battle in the corner now. Mark McClellan comes in to help out. Spinning off the play, and now the Jumbos will try to get it out the center. Retreating is Balboa. He goes behind his own net with the puck. He steps out the left wing side to center. Fishman couldn't control the bouncing puck. Moving in onside is Berger. Berger around the net. Tried to send one out in front. And Klein trying to shuffle off to make a play. Knocked the net off inadvertently. Here, it almost seems the pegs may be a little bit on the shorter end. That net has come off easily. It's the third time the Middlebury net has come off the line. 2:27 to go in the first. We're still scoreless. The tie-up, won by the Panthers. Trying to move the puck up was Fishman. Couldn't quite do so, though. A turnaround shot, knocked off, and again, that net comes off. Oh, not a net comes off. It is the net coming off. The net has come off very easily. And Stephen Klein saying, "Yo, what do I got to do here? I might have to put a little ice to it, or a little water to it, to get that net to freeze up a bit more onto the ice. Some kind of repair." Another draw. Panthers win this one. We'll set up their breakout. It's Fishman. Eventually it's worked out to the blue line. McGovern gets it out to center. Bouncing puck. Hits off a skate by accident. And here goes a two-on-two the other way. Good job, though, by Fishman to block that shot. Well, it would have been a fortunate bounce for the Jumbos. Back into the Panther zone with 1:43 to go in the opening period. Behind the net and skating ahead with this one. Fishman eventually cross ice trying to get McGovern. Couldn't quite get him. And the Jumbos in possession again. However, it's turned over. Jasanti wanted to send one for Conrad and couldn't quite get it to him. Now the Jumbos come the other way onside. The 4-on-4. The big old cluster. And once again, the net comes off. And the crowd getting a little restless here. And again, the problem with this net is it hasn't taken much for the net to come off. I don't know if they're going to try to repair it or just try to get through the last 1:19. That has caused a stoppage several times. This time the ceiling will cause a stoppage as 5 seconds tick off the clock. Well, it's not one, it's another. So face-off will be in the Middlebury zone to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Tie up, one by Middlebury. It's Romoff. Tries the long pass. That's cut off. That by Ouellette. A dump in at the other end by Walter.
1 minute remaining in the first period.
You heard the background. We're now inside of a minute here in the first period. Ouellette shot. And a save made by Klein. Rebound loose. Klein's up. Slides over to the other side. It was almost careful not to crash into the net as this puck comes out the center. A bouncer back into the Middlebury end. Play is onside with 40 seconds to go in the period. Stepping out from behind his own cage is Romoff. There's a pass on off to the left to Daugherty. He gives another pass. Nope, he keeps himself a shot. Save made. And we got ourselves a whistle. Not sure if it was because the referee thought the goaltender was holding on to the puck, or if he lost sight, but 29.1 seconds to go in the period, and they're still scoreless. At this point, no goals to speak of. Let's see what we have lined up for the intermission report. Of course, the NHL scoreboard as well on our intermission report. But the Jumbo's into the zone now quickly, onside, a shot save made by Klein, as he had to be alert to that blast from the right wing circle. Back in the final 10 of this period, behind his own cage, Belush. And he'll look to just eat the clock here. One pass. It's chipped up and out the center. Actually, nearly getting sprung on a mini rush was Jasanti. But the play was whistled down for offsides with 8/10 of a second to go. And so, we'll go to the locker room in all likelihood without a goal being scored in this period. Faced off in front of the Middlebury bench, and that will wrap up the first period of play. Nobody put a puck in the net. Several shots on goal, but nobody could find in the back of the net. So, our score, as we hear in the background, 14-9 are the shots in favor of Middlebury after 20 minutes. Take commercial break. After one, we're scoreless between Middlebury and Tufts. You are listening to Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage to the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Village Gifts is having their annual Sweet Kiss Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, stop by Village Gifts and pick a specially tagged chocolate kiss and get between 10 and 20% off your entire purchase. Now that's holiday shopping. The Sweet Kiss Sale at Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Not much to report here. 20 minutes in the books. No score. Middlebury and Tufts here from the Malden Forum. Brett Luthner here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. And it was a not too eventful period. 14 shots to 9 in favor of Middlebury. But neither side could find the net after 20 minutes of play. One thing to come out of the period, we were looking at, you know, whether or not the Panthers can establish the forecheck for the full 60 minutes. I thought the 20 minutes of play was good, solid effort all the way around. The nine shots that they allowed, none of them too terribly dangerous. Only one reasonably difficult save really made by Klein in that period, maybe two. But Milbury did a good job defending, did a good job attacking, had a lot of pressure early on in the period, but just could not find that opening goal in the opening 20 minutes of play. And thus, at the end of the first period, we're scoreless. And for Coach Sinclair, it'll be interesting to see what he tells his troops. All in all, a good road period for the Panthers. Get to the locker room scoreless after one. Commercial break here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Our score at the end of one is scoreless between Middlebury and Tufts. You're listening to Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
End of one here. Scoreless between the Panthers and the Jumbos. There's a chance to look at the NHL scoreboard sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street, Bristol, on Route 7 in Millbury. Two games going on right now. Winnipeg and Washington. The Jets lead 1-0 in the second period of that game. And the Penguins and Kings in L.A. is scoreless in the first period at Staples Center. A whole bunch of games later tonight. The Bruins are at Vancouver. That's a 10 o'clock start. The other games in the NHL. Nashville at Detroit, 7 o'clock. Montreal, Carolina. Islanders at Ottawa, Toronto at St. Louis, all 7 o'clock starts. 7:30 for Columbus at Philadelphia. 8 o'clock start, Colorado at Minnesota. And Tampa Bay and San Jose, a 10:30 start. That is the NHL scoreboard, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. By the way, I also want to say the pregame show, LaBarge Insurance Agency, it sponsored our pregame show on Washington Street there in Middlebury. You want to get them in it as well. Our score is nothing on the scoreboard for either side. Middlebury and Tufts have yet to score a goal. Commercial break. When we come back, second period action between the Panthers and the Jumbos. You are listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. There's so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergence, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
The Tufts Jumbos and Middlebury Panthers both just stepping onto the ice to get this second period started. No score between the Jumbos and the Panthers here from the Malden Forum. Brett Luthner here to bring you all the action here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Glad you can join us. And the Panthers looking to keep the zero in the loss column within NESCAC play. They're 1-0-2 in league play coming into this game. And the process keep the zero in the win column for Tufts. They're 0-2-1 in league play. Second period getting ready to start. Jasanti is out there along with Conrad. And stepping over the boards is McGovern. So the starting five out there along with Neary and Fishman. On the other side, Gans take the draw with Bell and Brown centering. Willette and Walter, so the starting five for Tufts as well. And the second period is underway. Middlebury going from right to left here in the second period. As they have it into the Tufts zone, but the Jumbos come out. They're going from left to right in the white sweaters. Cross-ice pass is knocked down. Good hand-eye coordination by Jasanti and gets it out to center. Quickly slugged back into the zone. Back around the wall it comes. Fishman tried to get up the wall, couldn't quite get it there. And the jumbo set up in their own end, in the Middlebury end, I should say. Cross-ice pass, misses the mark, off the wall, Abney. Now goes behind the net with it. Centering pass is deflected and shuffleboarded out to center by Conrad. Abney back for it. His pass is picked off, moving into the zone, faking the shot as McGovern. Steps around and a glove save. Big opportunity there for McGovern, but a quick glove by Nick Ninnis, and he holds on. 50 seconds have gone by here in the second. We're still scoreless. The fans starting to file back into the seats. Good size crowd here at Malden Forum this afternoon. Chip up and out the center. Skating around is Balboa. Getting a step and a shot they made. Rebound is up and over. Not able to put it home. Couldn't quite tell who that was. In the meantime, the Panthers come the other way. Matt Pugh had the opportunity just a moment ago. Now a shot just goes over the bar of Nunes. On the left wing point, it's Daugherty. That shot's knocked down and up to center. Daugherty couldn't control. Eventually onto the stick of Mark Lyman. He sends back in. Let the Jumbos come back with it. Clay Berger. Berger moves around. Berger with a stuff attempt. Save made by Klein. Rebound is loose. And the Jumbos still have possession of the puck. Balboa jumps to avoid contact. Has the puck down. His shot off the mark. Rebound, right wing boards, sent down low at the half boards by Ouellette, but then it's turned over, and the Panthers try to come out the center, couldn't quite do so. Mike Leary sends it back in for the Jumbos, and it has to glove this one out at center ice again. Off his stick, and it's Greenwald with it. Max Greenwald's pass is broken up at the blue line, trying to step around with this one. Nice pass by Leary, springs ahead, Lackey. Lackey shot up into the netting. And we get the whistle. 17:52 to go, second period. We're still scoreless. Faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Quast to take the draw. He ties up in the circle with Campbell. Puck comes loose to the point where it's backhanded into the zone by Ouellette. Down low now, Gauguin. Gauguin tries to send up the wall, couldn't quite do so. It's cut off. A centering pass out front. Easy pad saved by Klein. To the point, kept in barely for a blast by Walter that missed. He was the one that kept it in. Not by much. At the right point, a glove save off the drive from Ouellette. A quick snap of the glove by Klein gets the whistle. 17:25 to go, second period. We are still scoreless. When you are at cold rinks like this, two aromas will come to you. The smell of popcorn and the smell of hot chocolate. Both of them in the air here. That shot was in the air, whistling wide of the cage off the Tufts Jumbo's win. Kavanaugh taking it. Now, center ice and backhanded back into the zone by Randaccio. Going back for it is Fishman. Gets bumped, but still is able to make the play. Retreating behind his own net to alleviate some pressure was McGovern. Eventually it's into the Tufts zone. A little shuffleboard attempt ahead by Neary. Neely creates an opportunity, but puck deflected back out to center ice. Fishman gives on off to Haggerty, who sends into the Jumbo zone. And now the forecheck trying to be put on by the Panthers once again. Jumbos break pressure, come out to center ice. That's as far as David Lechner will get before he's cut off by a couple of Panthers. Greenwald, the latest one, to put a shove in on him. Puck now dumped into the Panthers zone. 16:26 to go, second period. No score yet on the board. Skating ahead, Fishman. His pass deflected. No icing on this one. It's into the Tufts zone. Hit put on by Conrad, trying to create the turnover, nearly does, but now skating ahead with this one with some speed is Bell. Bell onside, shooting, shrugged off by Klein, rebound into the right wing corner, where Gans tries to send back to the point. Big hit put on. Conrad laid out his man Ouellette at the blue line, but the Jumbos keep the zone as Ouellette paid the price to keep that puck in. Now the Jumbo setting up. Back to Ouellette at the right point. His shot whistles wide. It was a hard one. funny hop off the wall. Still set up for another drive that's blocked down. Back to the right point again to Ouellette. He drives. It's deflected up into the netting, and we get a whistle. 15:29 to go, second period. No score between Middlebury and Tufts. Faceoff will come to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And goaltending has been sharp this weekend. Moorfield Yee last night and Klein thus far this afternoon. Off the draw, won by the Panthers. The big rugby scrum in the faceoff circle. A loose puck eventually deflected onto the stick of Nick Balboa, number 11. He goes behind the Middlebury net, lost the puck, but eventually regaining it is Berger. Berger to Balboa behind the net. That's knocked off his stick. Going in after this one, McClellan gets it up and out to center ice. Trying to split the D in the jar, couldn't quite do so. Second effort from Quast, and eventually gets out to center ice. Dumped right back into the tough zone. Going in after it is McClellan. A pass to the blue line. Gogan, his shot, that's off the mark. Rebound, corralled behind by McClellan. Trying to work a pass out in front, that's deflected into the far side corner. Gogan pinches in to keep the puck down low. Now behind the net with it. Barry Gogan tried to go back to the point. Good job there by Balush to read the play and send down into the near side corner. A couple players go down. This puck eventually bounces up and out. Back for it, Gogan. Takes a look. Nice pass ahead into the zone is Najjar. Najjar dips the shoulder. Good check there put on by Abney. 14:13 to go. Second period. Still scoreless. Nearly a chance there for Middlebury, but the blast by Fishman goes up and out of play. 14:10 to go in the middle frame here in a scoreless game. And now some early 90s rap going on in the background here. Young MC tickling the airwaves. Back to the point. Middlebury wins the draw. Fishman's shot is gloved down and held on to by Nunes. 14:05 to go in the second period, and we'll see what the rink DJ has in store for us maybe after the next whistle. McGovern to take the draw against Gantz. McGovern wins it. It's another rugby scrum in the circle, though, and eventually coming away with a loose puck is Doherty. Checking out Doherty. On the other side, Walter had it. To the point, a wrister from Fishman goes off the mark. Rebound, Neary. Neary, left wing corner. He's bumped off the puck, and now the Jumbos look to break out. It's just a flip up and out to center ice. Knocking it down was Haggerty. Now back into the Jumbos' end. Haggerty puts the hit on Ouellette. Puck turned over. Backhand attempt. Nunes never saw it. Another attempt. Save made Nunes. Rebound is loose. And eventually covered by Nunes. And he holds on. 13:26 to go in the second. Still scoreless. Faceoff will be to the left of the big 6'3" goaltender. Nick Nunes. Off the draw. Back out to the point for a wrister there by Romoff that's knocked aside. And that goes behind the net. Jasanti tried to get to the loose puck. Romoff tried to keep it at the line. Neither of those plays happened. But coming back is Greenwald to help out. And a dump right back into the zone by Romoff. Up to the point for a blast save made by Nunes off of Matt Doherty's stick, and Nunes holds on. 7 minutes have gone by here in the second. We're still scoreless. Tufts, the one thing that Coach Norton was lamenting, that he played well, just could not find the way to get to the net. And right now it's looking similar here. A shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound comes up and out to center ice. Offside as it bounced back into the zone. But unfortunately not able to get out in time was Greenwald. Ball 50 to go here in the second. No score. neutral zone face off right. Nope. Check. It's going to, yeah, it's a neutral zone, but it's going to be all the way, yep, center ice. And now, and the officials conferring, and this will actually come, oh, they're saying hand pass, not offside. And the faceoff will go all the way into the Middlebury zone. So change there. Let's see what develops of it. Tufts wins the faceoff. A shot goes wide off the stick of Zach McQueen. McQueen manning the right point. Now gets into the right circle. Plays behind the net. Still, they scrap for it. Eventually coming away with this one. Head for Najjar. Najjar tries to step around the D. Does, and a shot side. Rebound loose behind. Eventually out for a quest. Wrist and it goes wide. Now Gogets ends behind the net. First one on it, McQueen. Around the wall. Step up by Gogan to keep the puck in. An opportunity save made by Nunes. Gogan kept the puck in and got a nice pass off that McClellan turned and fired at goal, but Nunes was equal. 12-11 to go in the second. Still scoreless. This time McGovern takes and wins the draw. Sent down low for Falvey. Puck loose now in the corner. Not out of his own. Falvey turns and throws one towards goal that's knocked aside. And Walter comes around with it. Center ice with it now is Leary. Mike Leary onside across the Panther line. Right wing side. He centers one out in front and went through. And a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Just out of the reach, though, of Paul Falvey on that breakout pass. Nearly a 2-on-1. Now the Jumbos will set things up. Try to break out of the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. But in doing so, one man was always in to put on pressure. Conrad, the latest one to do so. This gets sent all the way down. It'll be an icing against Tufts. And a faceoff will come all the way back into the Jumbo's end. 11-21, middle frame. We are still scoreless. And much to the chagrin of people, nobody's really doing any dancing with the music going on in the background. Off the draw, Middlebury wins it again. A shot from the point by Romoff is deflected wide. Nunes might have gotten a piece of it. Bouncing puck out the center ice and dump right back in. Panthers look to set the forecheck up. Going in hard was Greenwald, and then getting hit hard was Conrad. Dump back into the zone. Play is onside. Greenwald leaves it off now. Conrad. His shot blocked off, and eventually Mike Leary comes away with it. 2-on-2, going to the Middlebury zone. Leary shooting, pad save made by Klein. And the rebound eventually corralled by Greenwald. He'll go behind his own cage and step out his left side. Long pass, chipped into the zone by Conrad. Line change on for the Panthers. Nunes sets it up behind the net. Puck comes around again, and a penalty call coming up. Behind the play, a hit was put on. It's behind the net, so we couldn't really see it that well. Tripping is going to be the call. Gisanti's in the box and doesn't understand why. Down the ice and just getting up now is Nick Abney. But power play number one here. Time and a penalty, 9:34. So Gisanti in the box. There's a shot that's blocked over the corner. And now Tufts gaining control. This one through Brown. Back out to the point. Good keep with a glove by Ouellette. And a centering pass is knocked down and sent all the way down. As we had said at the top, Middlebury tied for first in NCAA Division III. On the penalty kill there, 11-for-11, and Tufts coming in, struggling on their power play thus far. Backhand attempt, not up and out of his own. Second effort does get up and all the way down. Tufts on the year, 2-for-26 at 7.7%. They're ranked 71st in the NCAA. Now here comes the Jumbos. Trying to gain the zone, they do. Stephen Klein watches the play, goes back out to the point. Sean Kavanaugh. Now in the left wing circle with it, Balboa. Sending pass out in front, comes back out to Kavanaugh. Sharp angle shot, score! Sharp angle shot. It looks like it was Balboa set up on the left wing. And the Jumbos score first. It's 1-0. First power play goal allowed by Middlebury this year. Time of the goal, 10:48. And you know, if that is Nick Balboa, it's his first career goal. And so, we'll see if there's any others. Assists. Nope, just the one. So, Balboa from Kavanaugh makes it 1-0. Shot saved, made by Klein, and he holds on with 8:49 now to go. Now we'll see if the Panthers can regroup. Off the draw, Panthers win this one, get it out the center, as far as it gets before taking a tumble is Quest. Retreating with this is Pugh. Center ice, it's chopped at, and we get a whistle. Might have gotten hit the ceiling, and we get a whistle with 8:36 to go in the second period. 1-0 Tufts. Nick Balboa, his first collegiate goal from Kavanaugh. Off the draw. Face-off win by the Panthers again, but it's sent up and out of play. We'll do another face-off. Neutral zone face-off right in front of the Panther bench. This one won by McGovern. And back into the Panther zone goes Daugherty for it. His pass. Couldn't quite find the stick of Falvey, but eventually the Panthers do get into the zone. A rising shot goes up and over. Rebound. Here come the Jumbos again. Offside, though, as Nick Balboa, after scoring that goal, a little too jumpy and was in ahead of the play. Matt Pugh trying to carry it in. 8:13 to go, second period. Neutral zone face-off right in front of us, just off to our right. And Clay Berger in to take the draw and lost it to Greenwald. And long pass is cut off and Middlebury has to retreat. Greenwald again. He's got the puck half boards near side. Couple combination passes. Here goes Fisher. He's on shot right into the midsection of Nunes and he holds on for the whistle. And 7:54 to go, second period. 1-0 Tufts with the lead. Face-off will be in the zone to the left of Nick Nunes. Greenwald to take the draw against Gantz. Off the draw, won by the Jumbos. This is Brown. He gets hit. Puck comes out the center. Greenwald's pass is deflected further back. Gogan sends it back into the Tuft zone. There it's quickly cleared out the center once again. David Belush turns it over. Going ahead is Gans. Gans shooting. Save by Klein. Rebound. Score! Puck was loose. It had squirted behind Klein and poked home. And with 7:29 to go in the second, the Jumbos lead 2-0. We'll see who gets credit for the goal, if it was a rebound or if it just squirted home. In the meantime, back for it, Fishman. It was on across the near, back to Fishman. It's Stuart Bell getting the roll. So the forward line, the top forward line, getting the points there. Bell from Gans and Brown. And now into the zone are the jumbos again. Campbell, his shot saved, made by Klein. Rebound loose. Gathered behind by the Panthers. Skating ahead with this one, Najjar. Mike Najjar in across the jumbo line. Tries to go around, couldn't quite do so, and takes a tumble. Trying to get onto this puck, Leary. Couldn't quite control. Stuart Bell's second goal of the year has made this 2-0. They do battle. Eventually pops free just out to center ice. Eventually controlled by Fishman. Now back into the jumbo's end with 6:20 to go here in the second period. The jumbos now lead 2-0. Back out to the point. Neary shot deflected in front. Save made. Rebound. They scrap at it. Still loose. And eventually comes free in a left wing corner. And down low by Neary. Behind the net trying to gain it. Falvey. Paul Falvey. His pass deflected up and out to center. Gloved down by Neary. They give across for the dump in by Daugherty. Line change on for the Panthers. Daugherty's got it back. Dumps it into the jumbo's end. Back for it now. Jumbo skating out with this one. Lechner. He gives a pass on ahead to Pugh. Pugh's onside. He gets checked well by Daugherty. They both go down to the ice on the half boards. A big hit put on again. And eventually the puck will come out to center ice. Stepped ahead and moving ahead with it, McClellan. McClellan, right wing circle in the jumbo's end. Couldn't go any farther, though. Now behind the net sent by Najjar, and eventually the jumbos have it. 5:15, second period. Tufts leads 2-0. Back into the Middlebury zone. Mashup put on Romoff, but he gets the pass off, and this one comes out to center. Unlike last night where the boards were very lively, these boards are a little more dead here. And we get a whistle. Offside is the call. The jumbos, they did not clear the zone in a timely fashion, or didn't clear the zone at all. And so the faceoff will come out to the neutral zone. 4:59 to go here in the second. Nick Balboa's first collegiate goal, and Stuart Bell's second of the season has given the jumbos a 2-0 lead. In the Middlebury zone, the puck. Panthers eventually come out with this one, trying to skate ahead, not able to do so was Conrad as he was cut up, puck into the zone, and eventually onto the stick of Mike Najjar. He's onside, Tufts in, a shot gloved down and held on to by Nunes, and we get a whistle with 4:32 to go in the middle period, 2-0 jumbos. Faceoff will come to the left, to the right, I should say, of Nick Nunes. So the Panthers with a little bit of an uphill battle. To the point off the faceoff win, another Nunes glove save. He tracked it all the way from Neary. And so, they'll keep the Backstreet Boys on the sound system here. Face-off again, won by the Panthers. This is Neary. Goes cross-ice for a Fishman shot that's saved by Nunes. Rebound is loose. Eventually gathered by Stevens. Neary's shot then goes wide. Rebound into the far corner. Where going after it is Haggerty. Haggerty couldn't quite win it out in front. Loose puck comes around the wall. Chopped that and all the way down. This will be an icing against the jumbos. And we get ourselves a whistle with 4:03 to go in the second. 2-0, jumbos with the lead. Face off once again to the right of Nick Nunes. This one is won again by Middlebury. Sent down low, Greenwald chops the puck, trying to get out in front. Instead, it comes back to the point. Neary's going to send it down low and around the net. Falvey couldn't get a stick on it. However, Jasanti does. Back out to the point for a wrister that goes wide off of Fishman's stick. Rebound to the point. A cross-ice pass by Greenwald is off the mark. Then she comes back to the point. Fishman steps it out to the middle. His shot blocked out in front. Now sent down low by Neary. He goes behind the net to try to receive a pass. However, everything's bottled up. To the right point for a shot by Fishman that never gets through. A bouncing puck eventually onto the stick of Brian Ouellette. He sends out to the neutral zone. Quickly, the Panthers send back in. A drive save made off Jasanti stick, and the rebound is covered up by Nunes, and we get a whistle. 3:09 to go in the second. 2-0. Jumbos with the lead. And the chill factor in this rink has picked up a little bit. You start to see your breath in here. It is one of the colder rinks to have a game in for sure. Cameron Romoff off another Middlebury faceoff win. Tried to center out front, couldn't quite do so. A couple players go down in the near side corner to our right. And a bouncing puck eventually comes out. The Jumbos going from left to right trying to break out. But the right to left moving Panthers send back into the zone. Behind the net now is an interesting play. Losing his stick was Quest. It might have been broken to begin with as part of it went flying. A shot same made by Klein, and he holds on. Klein was away, you know, was right in front of the crease and getting ready to put on some kind of a forecheck. One of the players came by, just tapped his stick up, and part of that stick shaft and blade went flying off into the corner. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. Yeah, we always had a false start on the face-off. We'll do this all again. And one by the Jumbos. A shot out front. High slot by Brown is blocked off and eventually comes out to center ice. Back for this one is Ouellette. Ascending to the zone. Onside is Brown. Tried to leave a pass off. Couldn't quite get, though. And the rebound comes out into the neutral zone and eventually the Jumbos end. Panthers putting on the forecheck again, can't quite get there. 2:10 to go, second period, 2-0 Jumbos. Moving in onside is Gens. His shot blocked off, and the Panthers will come the other way. Stepping around nicely is Stevens. Travis Stevens into the corner, now behind the net. He's mashed up down low, a two-a-side battle, and eventually the Jumbos come away with it. Ouellette gets it up and out to center ice. Before the Panthers regain possession, 1:40 to go in the second period, 2-0 Jumbos with the lead. Jasanti couldn't control that pass. Big hit put on by Conrad, and then he lost his balance, gets back up, and has the puck. Conrad shooting, pad saved by Nunes, and he holds on to get the whistle. 1:27 to go, second period. We're scoreless. A reminder, our next Panthers broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, Friday night, 7 p.m., when Middlebury visits Hamilton College out in New York. This coming Friday at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Moving ahead with this one, Neary got knocked off the puck. Leary, I should say, knocked off the puck. Whistle's blown. I believe it's a hand pass, and the faceoff's going to go all the way into the Jumbo's end with 1:16 to go. Faceoff to the right of Nick Nunes. One by Middlebury. A shot from the point. Might not have ever gotten through. Blocked out in front. Loose puck, and Neary, who took that shot a moment ago, comes back. Good hit put on. He put one on Pat Lackey. 1 minute. As you hear, we're inside now the last minute of the second period. Skating ahead with this one and dumping it into the zone. Fishman going in after it is Najjar. Najjar trying to send one out in front. Couldn't quite get it there, though. A bounce, a battle behind the net. McClellan eventually comes away with it. McClellan spins off a check. That check being put on by Don Granato, number 21. Actually, to the left point. A Fishman shot goes wide. Rebound sent down low by Quest. They still do battle in close quarters, and eventually coming out with this one is Leary, center ice, and steps around Neary, and the Jumbos gain possession. 14 to go in the period. A cross ice pass goes all the way through. Getting on to this one, Nick Abney. With 7 to go, puck, another funny hop off the wall and out to center ice with 2 seconds to go. A dump in, and that will do the second period of play. So after a scoreless first period, the Jumbos, the only one to put the puck in the net, as they scored twice on Stephen Klein and Middlebury. The Euros are 2-0 scoreline at the end of two. And a lot of shots in that period, 18 to 16. Two period totals, 32 to 25. Commercial break here. The Panthers trail 2-0 to the Tufts Jumbos. You're tuned in to Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage of the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Two periods are complete here at the Malden Forum, and the Panthers trail 2-0 to the Tufts Jumbos. Brett Luthner here with the intermission report. Two goals, both scored in the second period, and both scored in rather quick succession. It took a while for the first one to get put up, but at the 10:48 mark, finally, someone would put the puck in the net. Vincent Gisanti had gotten into the penalty box for a trip, setting the Tufts Jumbos to the power play, and they would capitalize. Steven Klein watches the play, goes back out to the point. Sean Cavanaugh now in the left wing circle with the Balboa. Setting pass out in front, comes back out to Cavanaugh. Sharp angle shot, score! Sharp angle shot. It looks like it was Balboa set up on the left wing, and the Jumbos score first. It's 1-0. Balboa gets the goal, his first collegiate goal. Cavanaugh, the lone assist at 10:48, making it 1-0. And then a minute and 43 seconds later, the Jumbos would go right back in onto the scoreboard again to double their lead. Gogan sends it back into the Tuft zone. There it's quickly cleared out the center once again. David Belush turns it over. Going ahead is Gans. Gans shooting. Save a Klein. Rebound. Score! Puck was loose. And it squirted behind Klein and poked home. And with 7:29 to go in the second, the Jumbos lead 2-0. Two goals, a minute, 43 seconds. The second one there scored by Stuart Bell. It's his second of the season. Gans and Brown the assist at 12:31. Shots on goal in the second period for the Panthers, 18, a two-period total of 32, and for the Jumbos, 16, a two-period total of 25. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next catch scoreboard. A lot of games going on in the league this afternoon. You are listening to Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HASI certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. They're so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Village Gifts is having their annual Sweet Kiss Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, stop by Village Gifts and pick a specially tagged chocolate kiss and get between 10 and 20% off your entire purchase. Now that's holiday shopping. The Sweet Kiss Sale at Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave, and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Second intermission here. It's 2-0. The Tufts Jumbos lead the Middlebury Panthers. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. One game is final. Williams completes the weekend sweep. Yesterday they were here, beat the Jumbos 2-0. Today they defeated Connecticut College 3-1. Shugart, Latta, and Italiano, the goal scorers for Williams. DiPertoro, the lone goal scorer for Connecticut. So Williams wins that one 3-1 in New London. Three other games later tonight. Colby and Bonin, round two of the main battle there. Wesleyan is at Amherst and Trinity at Hamilton. All of those are 7 p.m. starts this evening. That is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Our score here at the end of two periods of play, it is the Tufts Jumbos 2 and the Middlebury Panthers nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. We just had our best November in years due to our offer of employee pricing on all new vehicles in stock. So I'm happy to announce we're going to extend this offer in December. You pay what we pay, which means deep discounts off MSRP on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock. Plus incredible factory rebates with up to 0% financing for 75 months on certain models. Stop in today and take advantage of the spectacular deal. And remember, at Foster Motors.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at the Malden Forum as both teams about to step on the ice for the start of the third period. But again, one of those protocol situations where neither team can come out until a certain point. Tufts will be coming out in about 14 seconds, although all their players are lined up ready to go. That's to our right. And the Middlebury Panthers off to the left. They'll come out in about 5 to 10 seconds after that. 2-0, the Jumbos lead as the Jumbos now take to the ice. And the Panthers await And at the 50-second mark, they now take the ice. As per NCAA rules. Both teams taking to the ice for this third period. The team's backup goaltenders both heading to their benches as the other players start to file in. Both teams dress three goalies. This is normal at this level. The backups for the Tufts Jumbos are Mason Poldy, number one, and Ryan McConnell, number 31. And on the Middlebury side, Liam Moorfield Yee is the backup this afternoon, along with Henry Cutting, number 35. Third period, Max Greenwald will take the draw. He'll have Jasanti on his right and Conrad on the left. And the third period is underway. The defenseman still, Neary and Fishman. This one rolled right in on goal and gloved by Nunes. And he holds on. The starting five, Gans with Bell and Brown up front. Willett and Walter, the defenseman for Tufts. Off the draw, this is won by Middlebury from the point, Fishman. He wanted a slot pass, but nobody home. Puck goes behind the net now, eventually corralled on the right wing boards and corner. Fishman at the right point. Cross ice, and trying to set something up near it. That puck knocked around a little bit. Greenwald, his centering pass is actually skipped away by Nunes. Another shot from it out from distance is knocked down. Eventually the Jumbos clear it up, but not out. Good glove down. And then the Panthers setting things up. Centering pass! And the net gets knocked off. Jasanti, a nice pass set up there. Looks like by Conrad. Jasanti just couldn't get it on frame. 19-20 to go in the third. 2-0 Jumbos. Faced off to the right of Nick Nunes. And this is turned aside everything he's faced so far. 32 shots, 32 saves. Loose puck, big hit put on. Hard shoulder put in by McClellan. And the puck does eventually work its way out the center. Stepping in is Berger. He's in the left wing corner now. In the Middlebury zone, Berger then steps out to the blue line, which knocked off, and a chance to break away from a Najjar. Najjar moves in over the net. Had an opportunity, went over the bar. Tried to pick that corner. Sent in down low. Golden opportunity for the Panthers, and they can't capitalize on it. They've had opportunities. This one knocked around the blue line and now into the zone. Balboa shooting. Save made. Klein shrugs it off. Rebound behind the net. And eventually corralled by Romov. This one set up behind by Darty and Romov again. Eyes the right side. Tipped into the zone by Najjar. Najjar heads to the bench on a line change. Slams his stick on the wall in frustration. He wanted that one badly. Center ice, nice little chip pass. Here's Mike Leary on the left wing boards. Good job checking by Spencer Cage. Cage wins the puck around the wall, and the Panthers trying to come out again. Falvey, Gogan at center ice. He slugs it into the tough zone, stick side by Nunes. Rebound is going to get sent up and out the center. Gogan on it again. Steps around one check. And tries to win the puck going forward. It's knocked off his stick, but right to the stick of McGovern. McGovern one-hands it further into the zone, but that's deflected right back out. A slam into the zone by Cage. Line change on for some of the Panthers. The others will probably change momentarily. Pass up the center. Cut off. Into the zone onside. Greenwald. He shuts door! Oh, what a shot by Max Greenwald! Stepped in on the right side and did a Messier fadeaway. And beats Nunes on the far post. With 17:20 to go in the third, the Panthers have cut the lead in half. It's 2-1. Max Greenwald, the only way I can describe it was the Messier fadeaway shot. And he sniped the corner. Time and a goal, 2:40. Huge goal in the zone. They're at a point. Fishman, his shot deflected. Still waiting for the assists. Now here comes a breakaway out of the other way. Moving in Bell. Shooting stay made by Klein. Rebound, unassisted goal. The rebound goes up and over the net. Big save by Klein on a breakaway to keep it at 2-1. For Greenwald, it's his first. For the senior from Potomac, Maryland. Now dumped into the zone. And Middlebury with it. Behind now, it's Najjar. And the Panthers starting to pick up the pace just a little bit more. Greenwald's goal, his first of the season at 2:40 unassisted, has made this a 2-1 game. Stepping ahead with this one. Shot save made by Nunes. Rebound behind the net. And so you're wondering who is going to answer the bell for the Panthers. You got it in the form of Greenwald, the alternate captain. Of course, the captain, Evan Newgold, still out with the lower body injury. His thoughts he might suit up tonight, but Coach Sinclair definitely with the discretionary part about that and just said, all right, we'll sit it out tonight and save you for next week. Panthers got it in down low in the zone again. Stevens, Travis Stevens in the far corner behind the net. Going around with this one, McGovern. Brendan McGovern. Help comes with in the form of Romoff. Cameron Romoff's got it. Now it's cycled down low, and the Panthers still trying to win the puck battle. It's a two-on-two scrum with others watching carefully. They still do battle down low in the corner. Hard work down there. Eventually comes free to Trevor Davis, number 24. This puck up and not out. Good keep by Daugherty as he pinched in. And another puck battle down low. Trying to pry it free is Stevens. The Jumbo's desperately trying to get a stoppage or some kind of slowdown. And instead, now we'll come out with the puck. It's Keith Campbell. Campbell on the right wing side. Now give it off. It's Leary around. Shot from a sharp angle. Save made by Klein, and he holds on. 14:50 to go, third period. And the Max Greenwald goals cut the lead down to 2-1. No score in the first period. Balboa and Bell in the second for Tufts. Greenwald for Missouri here in the third. That's our scoring thus far. And the Panthers have possession of the puck. Pass up eventually onto the stick of Jasanti. Jasanti shooting, save made by Nunes, and he holds on, and afterwards a couple of players go crashing in, and one of them is down in some discomfort. Greg Conrad was the one that caught some of the post, but awkwardly can't quite tell who it is from this angle. Getting up gingerly and skating off is that Nick Abney, number 25. Yes, it is. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. Greenwald to take the draw against Gantz, and Greenwald wins it. A blast by Gogan is off the mark. Rebound, far side, half boards. Eventually one out to the point where Conrad tries to keep it and couldn't. Back out into the neutral zone, Gogan. Jasanti on the right wing boards. Now into the center circle before he dumps into the zone. The flex on goal where Nunes easily sticks it aside. The Jumbos try to come out with this one. 14:03, third period, 2-1, Tufts with the lead. It's in the Middlebury zone. With it now is Balboa. Balboa at the blue line. Gives off. Left point now is McQueen. Tries to send down low. A bouncing puck out the center. Good job of positioning by McQueen to not allow Najjar to get around him. Stepping ahead with this one in the other direction, Balboa. Balboa bumped by Gogan in the near side corner to our left. A couple of the bodies go crashing. This one gets sent up and all the way down wide of the cage, so it'll be icing against Middlebury. And the faceoff will come all the way down into the Panther end. 13-28, third period, 2-1. Tufts with the lead. Keith Campbell to take this draw for Tufts. He wins it back, and it's a little too clean. Comes out to the neutral zone, Trevor Davis. Cross-ice pass is picked off. Moving in is Falvey. Ball Falvey. Shooting score! Falvey, and then crashes into the boards in celebration. But another one against the grain. Paul Falvey puts one home. And with 13-16 to go in the third, the senior from nearby Hingham, Massachusetts, has tied it at two. And if there's ever something that Neil Sinclair would hang his hat on with this team, is they are resilient. Falvey's first of the season has leveled the scoring. Now backhanding it into the zone is McGovern. Backhanding quickly going the other way is Brian Brown. Slams on the brakes, right wing circle. The send down low. And the Jumbo's trying to set things up. Not before a body check. Knocks the puck off of Stuart Bell's stick. And it's a 3-on-2 for the Panthers. Onside play. Shot just calmly saved by Nunes. And he holds on. After a shaky second period by Panther standards, they have come out here in the third and have found the range. Greenwald and Falvey have tied this thing up at two. Both goals against the grain. Not a shot from the point by Fishman goes wide. Rebound stepped onto by Jasanti. His shot sticked aside by Nunes. Now in the corner, it's Conrad. Back out to the left point for a wrister from there by Neary that's deflected into the left wing corner. Jasanti with it. Tries to go across. Does get the Fishman. His shot can't save. And a rebound is loose. And into the right wing corner. Greenwald behind the net. Jasanti. Jasanti spins and peels off the left wing circle a couple of times, trying to evade pressure. Goes down low on a hard cycle. It comes all the way around where Fishman keeps in. Jasanti wins the foot race to the puck. Right now, the Panthers are winning the puck battles. Jasanti with it, surrounded by two Jumbos, and finally lost possession of the puck. A backhand into the zone, and a lot of people are coming off on line changes here. Ahead with this one is Fishman. Now almost got the pass off to Najjar. Instead, it goes right on goal. Bouncer back out to center. Everybody's on the bench properly, so no too many men. Skating ahead with this one is Romov. His pass missed the mark. It's going to go all the way down for icing. And we get the whistle with 11:29 to go in the third period. Yeah, you're hearing in the background Neary and Fishman on the assist. And off the draw, Panthers trying to clear the zone, couldn't quite do so. Comes around, up and out to center. And this one goes all the way down for icing. We get a whistle, 11:13 to go, third period. And the game is tied at two. Could we be heading for an exciting finish? It sure seems that way. Every game in NESCAC has been close this year. Face off to the left of the Middlebury goal, and it eventually comes out the center. Klein didn't have to worry about any attack that time. Bouncing puck into the neutral zone. Backhanded up the wall, eventually further. Najjar wins that puck battle. Najjar, setting pass out in front, and a save made by Nunes off the attempt from McClellan. Center ice. They have really tested him. McClellan wins the puck, but then gets checked off of it. And the Tufts Jumbos have to retreat. 10:38 to go in the third. The Jumbos send this one into the Panthers zone in a 2-2 game. Back for it is Romov. Cameron Romov. steps ahead, gives a pass to his right. Daugherty sends it further, all the way down. This will be icing, though, against the Panthers with 10:25 to go in the third. And just going for a little spin was Paul Falvey, who got shaken up and back to the bench, gives a little bit of a nod. And he got a little shaken up on that celebration because he wiped out going to the boards. Deflected puck out in the slot. A shot is knocked down. A pass up was deflected, went off a skate, and sat in the slot for a shot, but no damage done. Now the Panthers get into the jumbo zone, but not for long. Center ice, couple players whacking at it. Keith Campbell puts the shoulder and the stick into Travis Stevens. Stevens wins the puck, goes back for a Spencer pass, which gets tipped into the jumbo zone. 9:45 to go, third period, 2-2 is our score. Neutral zone play now, it's Pugh. Sends into the zone, around the net it goes, not able to hold on to it, it's Klein. And so the Jumbos look to set things up in the Middlebury zone. A tie-up behind the net. Eventually, the puck works free for a sharp-angle shot. It's gloved by Klein. Mike Leary taking that last opportunity. 9:24 to go, third period. A couple players come together afterwards. 2-2 the score. It's been an exciting weekend of hockey. It carries over next weekend. Friday night at 7 p.m., Middlebury visits Hamilton. And then Saturday, 4 p.m., Middlebury is at Amherst. It's right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Big rugby scrum off the faceoff in the near side corner, but the Panthers eventually come away with it. And a nice pass ahead to Najjar. He shoots and just missed the far post. As he came down the left wing boards, quickly the other way. It's an onside play for a fake shot by Lechner and puts one on goal that Klein stops and eventually gathers and holds on to. Hamilton, Amherst back-to-back next weekend, of course, Friday at 7, Saturday at 4, pregame show, half hour before each game, right here on the Panther Radio Network. I'll be back out there for both of those contests as well. Face off. More rugby scrums and circles. Eventually it's sticked free and up and out the center. Nearly breaking away with this. Conrad, but couldn't control. Three players come together right in front of the penalty bench and scorer's table. Eventually skating away with it and moving ahead is Fishman. His shot, save made. Rebound loose. And the Panthers, Fishman, tries to send down low. Instead, this one goes behind the net, sent that way by a Jumbos player. Out the center. Fishman back for it. Fishman, his pass is deflected into the jumbo end. 8:14 to go in the third. 2-2 to the score. Neary. Cross-ice pass Romoff to his right where it's Jasanti. Jasanti, who scored the game-tying goal last night, to the point for a Romoff shot that's wide. And you could definitely hear the give in these boards as the puck does not bounce off them nearly as much as they did last night at Connecticut. A two-a-side scrum practically in front of us. Whistle is blown. Still waiting to see what the whistle is for. Just throws a puck and we get ourselves a stoppage of play. 7:44 to go, third period. Tied at 2. McGovern to take the draw and wins it against Berger. And sent into the cuffed zone. Quickly the Jumbos try to get back out. McGovern wins that loose puck. The give off. Stevens' shot is deflected up out of play and nearly takes out one of the HVAC units here. 7:33 to go in the third. Actually, that's not an HVAC. That's a defogger up there. Four of those units in this building to keep this place nice and cold. Race off to the left of Nick Nunes. He's allowed two goals here in this third period. 2-2 game. Puck up and out to center ice. Going back for this one, Daugherty. Pass on up Stick right back to Daugherty. Now his pass onto Najjar's stick. Najjar centered it out in front for an opportunity there from Quest. Knocked around a little bit and eventually goes wide into the left wing corner. A backhand by Najjar goes across the crease. And eventually, it comes away to Pugh. Not Pugh, and across the Middlebury line. A drop pass for a shot that's knocked aside by Klein. Rebound was sitting loose momentarily, but here come the Panthers. It's a 3-on-2 if they get moving. And onside Najjar. Najjar, good back check by the Jumbos to prevent any problems. However, a shot from the slot deflected. Opportunity coming down the middle was Greenwald, but a good block put on by Gantz. Center ice, Greenwald tried to knock it off of the stick of Brown. This is back into the Panther zone now. Spencer Cage back for it. Goes around the net. Good fake with the shoulder by Conrad to gain some space. Conrad, left wing boards, and the Panthers now gain the Jumbo's line. Shot is gloved down by Nunes, and he holds on. 6:22 to go. Third period, game tied at 2. Face off to the right of Nick Nunes now. It is won by the Jumbos this time, and a hard slot pass out to center ice. Dogan sends it back in. On the net, the Jumbos look to come out the center. They do get it to center, but slugged right back in by Spencer Cage. He just sets it up behind the net. Greenwald goes to put the forecheck on. And this one goes up and all the way down. It'll be an icing against Tufts. And the faceoff will come all the way into the Jumbo's end. 5:57 to go, third period. In a game that's tied at 2. Tufts will now take a timeout to give their players a rest. And Pat Norton, a little frustrated about the way this period has gone. Once again, gives us a chance to promote next weekend, Friday night. Middlebury at Hamilton, 7 p.m. Saturday, Middlebury is at Amherst for a 4 p.m. start. Of course, we're on the air a half hour before each game with the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show. We'll get started at 6:30 on Friday and 3:30 Saturday, respectively, right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. 5:57 to go, third period. Timeout just been called by Tufts, a 2-2 game. In the second period, Nick Balboa's first collegiate goal at 10:48. And Stuart Bell's second goal of the season at 12:31 gave the Jumbos a 2-0 lead. And here in the third, Max Greenwald's first of the season at 2:40. And then Paul Falvey's first of the season at 6:44 has equalized the score at 2. This has been a very good Middlebury period to this point. And again, it's something that Coach Sinclair, one of the things to look at was the forecheck. Weren't able to establish it in the second, but they've gotten it going here in the third. To the point, zonal pressure has been key here in this third period. It's still in the tough zone. Now it comes out to center ice. Back fork Fishman at the red line. Pitchforks it back into the zone where the Jumbos will try to set it up. Forecheck put on by Stevens. Panthers win the puck momentarily. And then a bouncer comes free, but not out of the zone. Sent back in. That by McGovern. Now it's Stevens in the corner. Stevens works it down low. Eventually, the puck works its way out to the point. Neary, cross-ice Fishman, his shot deflected into the netting, and we get ourselves a whistle. 5:15 to go in the third period, tied at 2. Between listening to some of the music on WVTK before the game started and some of the songs on here, I've been very happy reminiscing about my days. Center ice off the draw. With it now, Daugherty. Dumps it into the zone. Tufts trying to get out, couldn't do so. It's in front of backhand shot, glove down. Quest took it. Nunes gloved it. 4:54 to go in the third. Braden Quest just looks around wondering how that one did not go in. Nunes was equal to the task. We're still tied at two. Base off to the right of Nunes. Won by Middlebury again. A shot from the point deflected down, taken by Daugherty. Another blast, that's deflected wide. Rebound comes loose to Matt Pugh, trying to get it out of the zone. Turned over right in the slot, though. Jasanti gives a pass on off for a wrister by Daugherty. It's blocked down in front. Rebound and finally come out with it. It's Pugh. Matt Pugh shot right into the M on the sweater of goaltender Stephen Klein, and he holds on. 4:28 to go in the third, tied at two. This face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw. Flipped up and not out of the zone. Good jump there by Nick Abney. Good to see him back on the ice after being shaken up earlier. He jumped, gloved it down, and played it low. Panthers on the puck now. Stevens. Here's a pass on a pad that just bounced over the stick of Mark McClellan. He goes in on a forecheck undeterred. Wins the puck through the help of, I believe that's Spencer Cage at the point. Yes, it is. Cage and Gogan, the defenseman here. He's still a battle. Back out to Cage to the left point. His shot blocked the first time, the second one deflected wide. Behind the net, centered. It comes out to Gogan's drive, save made. Rebound is loose and eventually covered up by Nunes, and Gogan just swings at the air in frustration. 3:44 to go in the third. The Panthers buzzing again. Game tied at two. Face off to the left of Nick Nunes. At a point, Fishman off the Middlebury win. Cross ice for a wrister by Neary that's covered up by Nunes, and he holds on. 3:38 to go, third period. Paul tied the game at the 6:44 mark of this period. Wins the draw. Our shooting save. Rebound. The net came off, and the faceoff will stay in the tough zone. Face off will be to Nunes' left. Keith Campbell to take the draw against Paul Valvey. And Campbell wins this draw for the Jumbos. Up the wall and eventually out to center ice. A bouncing puck corral by Campbell. Sends into the zone left wing side. Up to the point, not out. Ouellette keeps it in. His shot goes off the mark. This rebound goes up and out to center ice. Quickly back in and quickly back out. Here's Fishman, who read the play well. Fishman wanted to drop it off and then smartly didn't, as he would have turned it over. Heads up play there by Fishman, being alert to the danger. Still down low, an opportunity in front. Save made. Rebound loose behind the net. And Zelen pops out in front, trying to jump out of his Nunes. He couldn't quite get to it. To the point, Fishman. Corral, whistle blown, net off. And the faceoff will stay in the zone. And if you can hear it in the background, Coach Pat Norton telling his players to settle down. They are getting a scrambly rear right now. 2:43 to go in the third. Tied at two. Face off to the left of goaltender Nick Nunes. Max Greenwald will take the draw for the Panthers against Clay Berger. Greenwald wins it. Back to the point. Wrister just wide. Rebound chopped at by Jasanti. And now it's a big mashup along the near side boards. And then this one goes up and out of play. And the fans got a souvenir. Question is, will he give it back? Not sure yet. A couple players having a conversation. Oh, they got a new puck. Well, they got a new puck, and then... I guess the young man's going to be able to keep it. Chased off to the left of Nunes again. Now off the tie-up, Greenwald wins possession of the puck, and then this one goes out of play yet again. We'll see if they're going to give him did they get the puck? No, we don't have a puck yet. Referee Hughes said keep the puck over there, and then apparently they only had a couple pucks at the bench. That's what the delay is right now, and now a puck comes up. So face-off once again to Nunes' left, the right wing face-off circle for the Panthers. To our near side here, off to our right. And eventually off that scrum, it comes away and dumped in by Randazzo. Back for it is Daugherty. Tries to send it around, but he lost possession. Berger behind the net. To the point, just kept in barely on the wrist shot by Abedin. A turnaround shot, pad save made by Klein. Rebound, loose it up to center. Abney back for it. Watched there by McClellan. 1:50 to go, third period. Game tied at 2. Another exciting game here on the Panther Radio Network. Glad you can join us this afternoon and early evening. Cross ice, Daugherty shooting through his screen. Never gets to the net. Rebound, a mashup put up there by Berger as he crunches Stevens. To the right point for Romov's shot that goes wide. Rebound eventually corralled, and the Jumbos looking to come out the center. They eventually will gain the neutral zone. Abedin, red line, tries to backhand it in. Tied up a little bit. Panthers have possession again. Cross ice pass, and the Panthers gain the line. It's Haggerty. Puts it out in front. Oh, and a save made. They'll score. It squeaks through with 1:07 to go in the third. Nunes got a piece of it, but not enough. The Panthers lead 3-2. Zach Haggerty put it home. No, check it. Not Haggerty. It was Cameron Romoff that put it home on the rebound at the 18:53 mark. Three unanswered to this point here in the third. For Romoff, it's his first of the season. And now in the zone, a shot they made. So Romoff from Haggerty, the lone goal, and then another chance there for the Panthers. Goes into the netting off the save from Nunes. 56 seconds now to go, third period. Puck comes up and out to center ice. Corralled and then sent back in, losing an edge. Abedin going into the corner for it. Greenwald will keep an eye on Nunes if he gets a chance to come out of the net. However, it's all hemmed in behind his cage right now. 35 to go in the third period. To the point, kept in by Fishman. Puck comes around the wall with 28 to go. Up, it's deflected out to center ice. Fishman's got it. Cross ice, back into the zone. No icing, 20 seconds to go in the third period. A slap pass up and all the way down. Will this be icing? No. It's all the way into the zone. Neary, goalie's out for the extra attacker. Shot, blocked off in front with 6 to go. He's coming around with this one. Ouellette tried to put one on goal. Into the mixer, down low. Klein makes the save, holds on. A big pushing match afterwards with 0.4 seconds to go. And now there's just that much time that stands between Middlebury and 2 points. Face off to the left of Klein. Everybody scramming down low in front, and that's the game. The Middlebury Panthers down 2-0 after 2 score three in the third and win it by the score of 3-2. We'll take a timeout and recap it all. Our final 3-2 Panthers win. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Village Gifts is having their annual Sweet Kiss Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, stop by Village Gifts and pick a specially tagged chocolate kiss and get between 10 and 20% off your entire purchase. Now that's holiday shopping. The Sweet Kiss Sale at Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Brent Luther back here at the Malden Forum, where the Middlebury Panthers come from behind. Three unanswered goals in the third period to get the 3-2 win over the Tufts Jumbos. It was 2-0 after two periods of play. Balboa's first and Bell's second, a minute 43 apart, gave the Jumbos a 2-0 lead after two. In the third period, though, Panthers needed a spark to get going, and it was provided by assistant captain Max Greenwald.
McGovern one-hands it further into the zone, but that's deflected right back out. A slam into the zone by Cage. Line change on for some of the Panthers. The others will probably change momentarily. Pass up the center, cut off. Into the zone, onside Greenwald. He shuts door! Oh, what a shot by Max Greenwald! Stepped in on the right side and did a Messier fadeaway and beats Nunes on the far post with 17:20 to go in the third. The Panthers have cut the lead at half. It's 2-1. Max Greenwald, it's his second goal of the season, and really just, he stepped in. He played another really good game here this afternoon, was flying all over the place, making plays. Greenwald's first of the season, unassisted at 2:40. 4 minutes and 4 seconds later, the Panthers, at this point, starting to step up their pressure, would tie the game up. Keith Campbell to take this draw for Tufts. He wins it back, and it's a little too clean. Comes out to the neutral zone, Trevor Davis. Cross-ice pass is picked off. Moving in is Falvey. All Falvey. Shooting score! Falvey, and then crashes into the boards in celebration. But another one against the grain. Paul Falvey puts one home. And with 13:16 to go in the third, the senior from nearby Hingham, Massachusetts, has tied it at two. They gave assists to Neary and Fishman on it. I'm not those are unofficial. We'll see if they officially change it later. But Falvey does score the goal. It's his first of the season at 6:44, tied the game at two. The Panthers continue to put pressure on, Most of the third period was spent in the Tufts zone. And finally, it would all pay off with a minute 7 to go in the third period. Haggerty got into the zone. He wouldn't score, but Romoff would help him out. So the right point for Romoff's shot that goes wide. Rebound eventually corralled, and the Jumbos looking to come out the center. They eventually will gain the neutral zone. Abney, red line, tries to backhand it in. Tied up a little bit. Panthers have possession again. Cross ice pass, and the Panthers gain the line. It's Haggerty. Puts out front. Oh, the save made. They'll score. It squeaks through with 1:07 to go in the third. Nunes got a piece of it, but not enough. The Panthers lead 3-2. Romoff gets the goal. It's his first of the season as well. Haggerty, the lone assist at 18:53. And the Panthers would hold off the Tufts Jumbos and win the game by a final score of 3-2. Middlebury bumps their record to 2-2-2 overall. And in the NESCAC, they're now 2-0-2. While the Jumbos fall to 1-4-2 on the season, and their NESCAC record drops to 0-3-1. And of note, the Panthers trailed after two for the third time this season. They now have a win, a loss, and a tie in each of those contests. The Jumbos led after two for the third time this season, and they have the same record, 1-1-1. Commercial break here on the postgame show. When we come back, our three stars of the game, and we'll set you up for next weekend. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here with the postgame show, Brett Luthner from the Malden Forum. Final score, Middlebury 3, Tufts 2. And the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game is the goaltender for the Middlebury Panthers, Stephen Klein. Made several key saves when he really had to. especially when the game got to 2-0 and could have gotten out of hand, made a couple stops, and then the big saves, of course, when the Panthers needed them in the third period, some of them easy and some of them tough, especially in the waning seconds there. So Stephen Klein gets our third star. Our second star of the game, the big goal to tie it up. We'll give the second star of the game to Paul Falvey, the senior right here nearby Hingham, Massachusetts, with the big game-tying goal. He had played well this afternoon as well. And so Paul Falvey, the number two star. Number one star was the man that started it all off. Max Greenwald won several key faceoffs yet again this afternoon. Scored the goal to start the third period to really get the Panthers going. Max Greenwald, our number one star this afternoon. And that's not to say there are other players, honorable mentions. You know, Mike Najjar played a good game, just didn't pay off for him today. Braden Quast played good. All the defensemen played well. Fishman, Neary, Daugherty, Romoff, Cage, and Gogan all played well. It's hard to pick three, but those are the three that are being chosen here this afternoon. The Middlebury Stars of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Next weekend, got a pair of games for you. Friday night and Saturday afternoon will be the games once again here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Friday night, it's at 7 p.m. when the Panthers visit Hamilton College, and then Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. when the Panthers pay a visit to Amherst. Amherst playing Wesleyan later tonight, Hamilton playing Trinity. Both of those games are at home for those teams respectively. And so next week they'll be at home again as the Middlebury Panthers and in all likelihood Williams as well will pay each visit to them. But those games are next weekend. Our final score here this afternoon from the Malden Forum, the Middlebury Panthers 3 and the Tufts Jumbos 2. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Jim Tye back at the studio doing a great job on the board as always. And everybody involved with Middlebury Panthers hockey. My name is Brent Luthner. Our final score once again, the Middlebury Panthers 3, the Tufts Jumbos 2. Until next Friday night from Central New York, we bid you good night.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Brit Porch. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.